This week, the New England Journal of Medicine is publishing two studies on the new human papillomavirus vaccine. The FDA approved the vaccine last year. It protects against the viruses that cause 70% of cervical cancer. The new studies show that the vaccine is highly effective, but NPR's Patty Naiman reports some health officials say there are still many unanswered questions about the vaccine.
More than 17,000 women between the ages of 16 and 26 were involved in the studies. Half were vaccinated against HPV, half were not. After 3 years, those who were vaccinated saw a 17% reduction in precancerous cervical lesions. That's promising, says Dr. George Sawaya, epidemiologist and OBGYN at the University of California, San Francisco. But Sawaya points out that 17% fewer lesions translates into a small reduction in the risk of disease.
The overall efficacy of the vaccine on precancer rates is modest, reducing risk of precancer from 1.5% to 1.3%. It's a fairly small change in risk.
Laura Kowski is an epidemiologist at the University of Washington in Seattle. She explains the 17% reduction in lesions was among all women in the study, including those who had already been sexually active and so were likely to have been exposed to HPV. Looking only at women who had never had sex and therefore were not exposed to HPV, Kowski says the vaccine was extraordinarily protective.
When you looked at the group who had not been exposed, the vaccine efficacy was over 95%, so it was 98 to 100% for preventing the HPV-related lesions.
OBGYN George Sawaya says he wants to see much longer-term studies to answer a number of questions. For example, how long does the vaccine's immunity last?
We don't know if this vaccine needs booster shots, for example. If a girl is vaccinated at age 11, it's unclear whether or not she'll still be protected if she becomes sexually exposed at the age of 20, for example.
Sawaya says studies in 11- and 12-year-old girls need to be conducted because that's the group this vaccine is recommended for. While the studies published today showed no side effects, Sawaya says longer-term studies are needed to make certain there aren't safety concerns. In this study, Sawaya did see one issue that raised a question.
There was an occurrence of a rare vulvar cancer in one vaccinated woman in these studies. Again, it's quite rare, but is thought to be associated with HPV. So this requires further investigation and further study and a cautious approach.
Cautious because in this study, there was one rare cancer among 2,500 women, when that type of cancer typically occurs in one in every 100,000 women. Connie Trimble is also an OBGYN. She specializes in cervical cancer at Johns Hopkins University. Trimble says the vaccine itself is not dangerous.
It mimics the virus, but it's empty. It's not what makes it go or anything. It's not the DNA. It's just like a Trojan horse, but it's empty. So once your immune system recognizes something, the idea is the second time it sees it, it reacts very quickly, like, oh, I know that, and can clear it or eliminate it.
Since the vaccine does not protect against all HPV strains that can cause cancer, Trimble says it's still important for women over 21 and those who are sexually active to be screened for cancer with a yearly pap smear. Patty Naiman, NPR News.